Today is supposed to be the day for holiday shopping, but this year, Black Friday is different.
Black Friday shopping really started in October this year with a lot of companies offering, you know, Black Friday type deals for the past few weeks.
We'll look at the scope of the discounts and the expectations set by retailers during the pandemic. Plus, the dollar hits its lowest levels against a basket of currencies in more than 2 years, and it may fall further.
There's lots of moving parts.
We map out what's happening and what it means to you. And Hawaii hopes to bring back tourists while keeping out the virus. It's Friday, November 27th. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. President Trump told reporters that he will leave the White House if President-elect Joe Biden's victory is formalized by the Electoral College, even as he continued to allege widespread fraud without presenting evidence.
So if the Electoral College does elect President-elect Joe Biden, are you not going to leave this building?
Just so you, certainly I will. Certainly I will. And you know that.
This was the first time the president took questions since Election Day. He was noncommittal about attending the inauguration ceremony in January and said he didn't think it was right for Mr. Biden to try and pick a cabinet. In a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court blocked New York's COVID restrictions on religious services, with new Justice Amy Coney Barrett casting the pivotal vote. In past cases, the court has deferred to state authorities on public health measures, but this time it pointed out that businesses considered essential weren't subject to the same occupancy limits. Governor Andrew Cuomo said the ruling wouldn't affect the state's virus control efforts because the restrictions in question have already been lifted. Disney plans a further reduction in its workforce, laying off a total of 32,000 employees by March. That's 4,000 more than the 28,000 job cuts announced in September. Most of the job losses will come in the company's heavy-hit theme parks business, where thousands of workers have already been furloughed or laid off. Disney has shifted its strategic focus towards streaming services during the pandemic. Airports saw their busiest air travel day since March as travelers took to the skies ahead of Thanksgiving. Data from the Transportation Security Administration shows more than 1 million travelers were screened on Wednesday. This comes despite warnings by the CDC to stay home amid surging numbers of COVID-19 cases. The U.S. dollar has sunk to its lowest level in more than 2 years, and while stock markets hit new records, investors think the greenback will fall further. To better understand what's happening and what it means for our economy, let's bring in markets columnist Rochelle Teplensky. She joins me now from London. Rochelle, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Rochelle, are there any hints of things stabilizing for the U.S. dollar?
Well, first of all, we should preface this by saying foreign currencies are really tricky to predict. There's lots of moving parts, but foreign currency traders do actually seem to mostly agree right now that the dollar is falling on expectations that the COVID vaccines will work and that the world will return to something more like normal in the next 12 months. And they expect to see it continue to fall to varying percentages, but continue to fall over the next 12 months.
So my next question is simple. What is the takeaway from this?
Well, basically, the assumption is that people are going to take the vaccines and they're going to work. And so that will see a reversal of what we saw in the spring when people really piled into U.S. safe haven assets. And we'll start to see people being willing to take on more risk and invest in stocks, bonds, and currencies in other countries around the world.
Rochelle Teplensky in London. Rochelle, thanks again.
Thanks very much, Mark. Have a good weekend.
Just ahead, your Thanksgiving dinner isn't the only thing that's different this year. So too is Black Friday shopping. We'll discuss deals and where to find them after a quick break. In normal times, there's a chance you'd be listening to this podcast while standing in line at the mall or at a store hoping to get a good deal on Black Friday. But during the pandemic, this annual retail tradition could look quite different from what we're used to. For what to expect today, let's bring in our retail reporter, Suzanne Kapner. Hi, Suzanne. Good morning.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I'm thinking about all of these friends and relatives I know who in the past have gotten up early for those early morning sales at the stores themselves. Is this even an option this year? Will the malls and the big box stores even be open?
You know, the stores will be open Friday. They're not going to be offering the typical early morning doorbusters in the same way they have done in past years, mainly because they have been stringing those deals out through the month of October. Black Friday shopping really started in October this year with a lot of companies offering, you know, Black Friday type deals for the past few weeks. So you're going to see fewer of those, you know, early morning, you know, have to get limited supply type deals. For one thing, you know, stores they can't handle the crowds. They're not trying to get, you know, their stores stuffed with shoppers this year the way they have done in the past. They have to be careful about that.
Well, let's talk about crowd size and safety. This is going to be very important this year.
You know, most retailers I talk to, they're all adhering to the capacity limits, you know, set by local, state and local governments. And, you know, as I've been out at the stores in recent weeks, you know, I do see lines, you know, and stores being very careful in how many people they let in. And that will hold true on Friday as well. And, you know, they're all adhering to, you know, this social distancing in the store, and they're really trying to keep their stores safe, in part because they want to show government officials that they can, you know, stay open. They don't want to be forced to close again the way they were in the spring.
Let's talk about sales for a moment. Are retailers planning to offer in-store bargains?
You know, there will definitely be sales. It's a very promotional time of year, but there may not be the deep, deep discounts we've seen in recent years. So in heading into the season, a lot of chains have been actually scaling back promotions, either offering fewer promotions or discounts that are not as deep. And one reason they've been able to do that is they just have less inventory. During the spring, when everything was shut down, they were canceling orders and they just didn't restock. You know, they were very careful about how they restocked. And so there's just less supply in the system, meaning they're going to have less stuff to clear out, meaning, unfortunately for consumers, there could be some higher prices.
As we have talked about on the podcast, we have seen this big shift to online sales. Amazon had a Prime Day in October. Will Black Friday then be taking on more of an online presence this year?
There's no doubt online is going to take a bigger share. The National Retail Federation expects online sales this holiday season it could be as much as a third of total holiday sales. So that's happening. Retailers are preparing for it, and they're actually, you know, they're trying to let consumers know if you're going to buy holiday gifts online, do it early, because the cutoff for free shipping is going to be earlier this year, because, you know, everybody's afraid of a bottleneck as we get closer to Christmas. So that's something to keep in mind. And, you know, in terms of online versus in-store promotions, they're not that different. A lot of companies try to keep them pretty similar.
And this leads perfectly to my next question. I'm curious about looking at things from the retailer's perspective. As we have seen in some places with some items, supply chains have been stretched leading up to today. Have they made changes to how they're handling inventory or even deliveries?
You know, for a lot of the items that people tend to buy on Black Friday, you know, apparel, toys, maybe like some, you know, items for your home, I'm being told that the supply chains are moving freely. The factories are open in Asia. There isn't really a backup or a major problem. Imports have been coming in at record levels at the U.S. ports. Where you might see some problem is in items that are in super demand, whether it's, you know, specifically stuff for the home, you know, types of, like, you know, obviously Pelotons are hard to get right now, athletic type equipment, anything where there's like very high demand, there could be shortages. But for the bulk of the items, there shouldn't be a problem.
And finally, Suzanne, what kind of expectations have retailers set for themselves?
The retail trade group came out with numbers this week. You know, they're expecting a holiday season somewhat in line with the past few years. They say sales are going to rise somewhere between 3.6% and 5.2%. That compares with 4% last year. Over the past 5 years, sales have risen on average about 3.5%. So they are expecting a pretty good holiday. And their thesis is that, you know, yes, it's true, there are a lot of Americans who are out of work and people are struggling, but there are others who have not been traveling or spending on experiences, and they have more disposable income, and the hope is they're going to get out and spend this holiday.
Suzanne Kapner knows the retail beat very well. Much appreciated. Many thanks.
Thank you very much.
And finally, the mini boom in air passengers over the holidays may give one state in particular reason to be optimistic. Hawaii missed out on summer road trips and mini getaways as people stayed away from more remote destinations. But the state is hopeful of a turnaround, and they need it. Hawaii suffered one of the most severe economic downturns of any state from the pandemic, with visitor levels down by about 70% from the same period last year. The challenge, though, will be to keep the virus under control. As the number of coronavirus cases is low, the state has eliminated quarantine times for U.S. travelers that provide a negative test. Hawaii is hoping to welcome more visitors in the coming weeks. Check out the full story on WSJ.com. And that's what's news for Friday. A reminder, we're back tonight with a new show. If you like us, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal. Have a nice weekend, and thanks for listening.